You'll take your Bibles and turn to Ephesians chapter 4. We'll be looking at verses 22 through 24. How to trade your sorrows for the joy of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul's talking to Christians here, and he's talking to all of us. There's a lot of battles, a lot of struggles, a lot of hardships in life. And a lot of those we bring on ourselves. We do have assistants of the world who places temptations, and Satan's behind all of those things. And being Christians, we know better. We know that we should be walking in the Spirit, but we don't always do that. So, let's see what Paul has to say about it in Ephesians chapter 4, beginning with verse 22. That in reference to your former manner of life, that's before you became a Christian, that's before the Ephesians became Christian, that was their former manner of life, you lay aside the old self, which is being corrupted in accordance with the lust of deceit, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind. That's where it all begins, in the mind. It first goes to the mind, and then you wrestle around with it, toil with it, analyze it, and then if whether it's good, hopefully it's good, but if it's bad, it still goes to the heart. And that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And then verse 24, and put on the new self, which in the likeness of God has been created in the righteousness and holiness of the truth. On a small island in the Pacific, and all of you have heard of Aojima, of the most fierce battle of World War II was fought. And it was taken a great expense in money and also in lives. Why? Strategic value was enormous. If they won this battle, the war would go well. But if they lost this island, the war would go against them. And whether you realize it or not, you're in a strategic battle in life. The outcome of this battle will determine the quality of your Christian life. You win this battle, your Christian life, your walk will be filled with blessings. It will be filled with joy and satisfaction. And that's what the Lord wants in our lives. Lose this battle, then your Christian walk will be filled with spiritual poverty, frustration, and immaturity. And if we're not maturing in life, we're going backwards, right? And what is this battle? It is the battle, as Paul is saying, of your mind. That's why he said, renew your mind. Renew your thinking. You see, what happens in your mind determines the direction of your spiritual life that you will take. And Romans, if you look at Romans 8:5, it says, for those who are according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who are according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. So it's Paul says it's wherever you set your mind. It's wherever you want to be in life. If you want to be in the Spirit and the things of God, that's where you will set your mind. That's where your focus will be. That's the scope of your life. But if you're still wanting to hang on to the old nature, the old flesh, then that's where you will trod. That's where your path will lead you. See, Christians are people who obey God's command to be renewed in the spirit of their mind. And that's to say that their habits of thinking and acting are being changed because they are saturating themselves with, hopefully, the Word of God. The spiritual person, the spiritual man, the spiritual woman, young person, child, who saturates their mind with the Word of God, where that's reading the Word, meditating, or Bible study, or devotion, your mind would be filled with the righteousness of God. And those things are the things that will help you mature in life and up end up being the destination of your life, hopefully, where God wants you. So, what does our text tell us about renewing our mind? And I want to ask three questions here. First one is, why do I need to renew my mind? Going back to verse 22, it says that in reference to your former manner of life, you lay aside the old self, which is being corrupted according to the lust of deceit. So Paul is writing to the people who have been Christians for years, a long time, just like maybe you and myself. We've been Christians for a long time. But we need to be reminded of the things of God, how it will help us to renew our mind of the Spirit and not of the flesh, as Paul is saying. And he says, yet, he tells them to put off the old man. By the old man, he means the old habits, behaviors of thinking and acting they had before they became to Christ. Now, I want you to think back when you became a Christian, when you received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Back then, you had the old clothes on, didn't you? The old nature, the old flesh. And it's what Paul is saying, you removed those old clothes. They were so wretched and dirty and stinky that you couldn't even stand your own self. And you decided, this is not my way of life. This is not the direction I want to go in life. This is not what God's plan is for me. So because of the Holy Spirit working in your life and telling you, you can remove those. It's simple. Just believe in me. Here, I've got you a new set of clothes. Pure, clean, spotless, smell good. And when we think about some of the old, it's getting rid of the old clothes, the old nature, the old flesh. What about fear? Maybe you had fear at one time in your life. And don't get me wrong, Christians have that as well. But you know what? We're not to have those kind of things in our life. Fear, doubt, any of those. That's why Paul says replace all of that with the things of God. Change your mind, the way you're thinking. Now, I want us to think of some other old and new behaviors before and after you put on the renewing spiritual mindset. What about anger? At any time in your life, did you have a lot of anger in your heart, in your mind? It doesn't take much to set a lot of people off, does it? Thing can happen, something be said to you, and boy, you just fly off the cuff, right? You get mad. You get angry. And Paul says, replace that, embrace that with patience. Think about it first. Well, Jesus himself, the Bible says, be angry and sin not. Jesus could do that, right? He could do that because he did it in righteousness, because he did it for the right reason at the right time. Sometimes we do it regardless. So we need more patience. What about resentment? That's the old clothes. For a Christian, we shouldn't have any of that. We shouldn't have anger. We shouldn't have resentment. We replace it. We forgive as you have been forgiven. That's what Jesus says. What about pettiness? Paul would say, okay, it's time for you to mature. It's time for you to grow up. Pettiness doesn't belong in with the new nature, new Christian. Bitterness. Bitterness, Paul would say, replace it with and extend forgiveness. See, these are the old things that Christians should not be wearing or carrying around in their life, this baggage. What about jealousy? Learn the secret of trust. Complaining, and I know none of you complain, right? Not a person in here complain, right? You're smiling, so you must be guilty. But isn't that easy to do? If you're tired, or if you don't want to do something, or you're frustrated or something, somebody looked at you wrong, or you looked at yourself. I don't look that bad. The mirror, something's wrong with the mirror. So focus on gratitude. That's what Paul would say. Focus on and be thankful for the blessings. And we was thankful today for the blessing. See, didn't that feel good? Because, you know, when you complain, you have to be frowning, right? And when you frown, that takes 54 muscles to frown. But if you just kind of relax and smile, how many muscles does that take? 10 muscles. So why wouldn't it be more efficient and a benefit to smile, not complain? What about gossiping? And nobody does that either, do they? Speak of righteousness, truth, and love. That's what Jesus says us to do. Pessimism. Become one who thinks positive. Hypocritical judgment. Think respectful thoughts. And that's renewing of your mind. Thinking good thoughts, respectful thoughts. Gloom. Oh, what brings on gloom? It don't always have to be a cloudy day either, does it? Or a lot of rain stuff. Look for the beauty and blessings in all things. What about discouragement? Replace it by praise God for the encouragement in Christ. Worry? Trust God for all the needs met in Christ Jesus. Hatred? And you know, I don't think any of us really concentrate on that hatred. We do have, that goes back to bitterness and things like that. Forgiveness, you know, forgive and forget. But hatred, the more you dwell on it, and that's what Paul says, the more that you allow your mind to think on these things, the more you move in that direction, and it brings all kind of junk and baggage upon the Christian life, which does not please God. And it don't please yourself because you're miserable. But think about the renewing of your mind in these things. So hatred, dwell on what is true, noble, right, praiseworthy. And then oftentimes we think about our rights, don't we? I have the right for this, or I have the right for that. And, you know, our Constitution says we have the rights, this freedom of speech. But if we will follow the example of Christ, then we'll forget about our rights and surrender our all to Him. And then He takes care of all those circumstances and all the rights that we think we have. Burdens and fear, I mentioned a while ago. Cast your care upon Him, for He cares for you. That's Scripture. Doubt, trust God with all your uncertainties in life. That's what doubt is. Not knowing, the unknowing. And all of these things leads to when we fall into the trap of it. Offense, blessed are you when men revile you and persecute you. Part of the Beatitudes. And then one other, I could go on and on and on. excuses. How many of us have made an excuse of some sort this past week? Well, evidently nobody did because nobody raised their hand. Okay, well, being honest right there. We all come up with excuses. And it's usually to defend ourselves, right? But one verse I can think about is 1 John 1:9, which says, if we confess with our mouth, or if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, when you come to Christ, the Bible says that you are taken out of death and you are put into life. And that's exactly what Paul is talking about. We're out of death, the old nature, taken off the old grave clothes and put on the righteousness of God, the clothes that he furnishes each and every one of us if we're willing to lay down the old nature. But it doesn't say that when this happens, you automatically lose your old sinful ways of thinking and acting. Now, some people, I mean, they make a change just like that. But for a lot of people, it's a progression in their life. Praise God, if God changed your life instantly, that's a blessing. I've seen people that it's taken years to break the old behaviors and habits. See, we must renew our minds, because until we do, we will continue to think and act like unsaved people. And evidently, that's what was happening here in Ephesians. That's why Paul wrote what he did. He said, I'm evaluating, I'm seeing, I'm not judging you, but I'm witnessing your behaviors as Christians. You've given up the old nature, but you're still practicing those things that you once did, and that's not becoming of a Christian. So now, the renewing of your mind is not a function of a calendar event or time. In other words, your mind is not automatically renewed in Christ just because a certain number of years have passed since you became a Christian. And I've known, and I know a lot of people who have been saved for decades who still think and act like they did before they were saved. And years have passed, but they haven't been saturating their minds with the Word of God through those years. And it's so easy, it is so easy for a new Christian, be excited and so forth, and not get into the Word of God, or not get involved in church, or get connected in some way in the Bible study, or memorizing Scripture. And praise God, our children will be saturated with memorization this week. They will be. And they get points. They get rewards. And that's good. But think about the rewards and points you get from the Heavenly Father because you do it because you love Him and you want to do it. And then at the right time, when you're talking to someone or a need comes along and a verse comes to your mind, and you're able to share that with someone, and you know what? It might be a person that the Holy Spirit's been working with for a long time, and they're struggling with, how do I do this? How do I make the decision? And you said, well, the Scripture says right here, if you confess your sins, believe in your heart the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall be saved. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. And that, as simple as that, it's exciting to see all the boys and girls come up to you and say, hey, look, I've got 3,000 points here. And they're memorizing books of the Bible, the Old and the New Testament. I give them buttons, you know, the pens each year of all the Bibles, 27 and 66. So, you know, it takes renewing our minds because we don't automatically lose our old habits of thinking and acting when we become a Christian. So, next, how do I renew my mind? Well, in verse 23 again, it says, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Now, Colossians has a similar comparison in what Paul is saying here in Ephesians, and he says it in a different way here in Colossians chapter 3, verse 10, when he says, and have put on a new self who is being renewed to a true knowledge. See the twist there, Paul is saying? To a true knowledge according to the image of the one who created him, Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father. You see, there's a knowledge that we can put into our minds that will cause us to be renewed. And that's what Paul is saying. It has changed your way of thinking. He's telling the Ephesians that. Where is this knowledge? Where does all this knowledge come from? Where does all the wisdom that's contained within this world come from? Well, Solomon said there's nothing new under the sun, right? God has already spoken it into his word. So all of this knowledge and all this wisdom and everything that we can renew our mind, Paul was saying it comes from the word of God. So if we make that a part of our daily life, then that's the way our mind is going to be thinking. I was thinking about, you know, clean water, dirty clothes, new clothes. And I was saying, imagine a wash tub being in your mind. Dirty water represents what you fill your mind with before you receive Christ. Clean water represents the Word of God. And when your mind is filled up with the dirty water, instead of pouring in the old, or leaving the old, pour in the new. Replace it with something new and fresh. What eventually happens, it becomes all clean and pure. It's like if I hadn't drunk all my coffee in a cup and I went off and forgot about it, and I came back and I wanted to take a sip and I said, it's been a while. So what I do, I just stick it on the faucet, turn on the faucet, and I run it to nothing but pure water, and I pour it out. And that's what is clearing your mind with the old water, the old thoughts, the old behaviors. It's pouring in the Word of God continually until your mind and your life is completely clear and pure. And see, that's what the Word of God is. And that's why Paul is so compassionate in saying, use the Word of God to clean up your old clothes. It's like detergent. You know, you pour it into detergent, and it's got the right ingredients to take out all the stains, all the stuff that stains your clothes that won't come out, but the Word of God. And it's the same way with our lives. The Word of God will clean it up. It'll get ink spots out of your hearts. It will get those dark marks and tar and all of that stuff that can accumulate in the mind and in the heart that will recklessly destroy your life. Well, what will happen when we renew our mind? In verse 24, it says, I put on the new man. As I am renewed of the spirit in my mind, I begin to resemble God in my actions and my attitudes. That's what this verse is saying. Let's go back to verse 24. And put on the new self, which in the likeness of God has been created in the righteousness and holiness of the truth. See, to put it in simple terms, when my mind is renewed, I start becoming like Jesus. I begin to act like Jesus. I begin to think like Jesus. There's a picture hanging on the Alamo in San Antonio, Texas. And near that main entrance is a photo of a young Texan hanging on the wall. And the inscription underneath reads as follows. James Butler Boham died at the animal. But guess what? No picture exists of him. This picture is his nephew, Major James Bowman, deceased, who greatly resembled his uncle. Wasn't of him who had died at the Alamo. It is his nephew, the picture, which so looked so similar that they put that up there so that people could see. Great historical marker. See, you and I resemble Jesus when the Word renews our minds. People will look at us and say, he or she thinks and talks and acts just like Jesus. Well, I guess time's run out on that. Anyway, Romans 12:2 says, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may prove what is the will of God, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. The first part of Romans 12:2 says, do not be conformed by the world. And then, be renewed or be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You see, Paul did a lot of traveling, didn't he? And he did a lot of evaluating. And as he went to Philippi, Colossia, Rome, and so forth, he would see people acting with their old clothes, their old nature. And he would stop and say, okay, it's time to write another book. Inspired by the Holy Spirit. So, in doing so, change your old habits. Get rid of the old clothes. Matter of fact, there's no use even putting them in the closet or in your drawer. Get rid of them. Renew your mind. Renew your thinking. Because if we continue to practice the things that's in the old clothes, the old nature, according to the Bible, you really don't know Jesus as your personal Savior. And evidence of being renewed, walking in the Spirit will, is that you're walking in new clothes, new thinking. What does God teach us about renewing our minds? Andrew Murray summed it up with this statement. He said, God is ready to assume full responsibility for the life wholly yielded to him. See, he takes responsibility seriously. And he will cleanse, change everything about you. And you'll be wearing fresh clothes daily, as a Christian should be. But you got to have a renewing of your mind filtered by the Word of God. And then, as Andrew Murray says, he takes full responsibility. Aren't you glad he didn't write us off and say, hey, you know, you're still wearing those old dirty clothes. But if we renew our mind daily, Bible study, memorization, reading God's Word, applying it in our life, then our minds would be renewed spiritually each day. And that's what God wants us. And I know, it's just like anything else we do, you got to have discipline, don't we? And anything that's worthwhile to you, you're going to apply it. And why not apply it a little bit more with the Word of God in your life, so that you can live a carefree, successful life for the Lord. That's the blessing. Our Father God, we thank you this morning for your Word. We thank you that you didn't leave anything out. You tell us how that we can have a personal relationship with you. And then through your Word, you instruct us how we are to walk and how we are to live. our life. There's a lot of things in there that we don't understand, but you make it clear, at least for those two, being saved, living the life of a Christian. May we, as we sit or stand where we are this morning, say, I commit from this day to get rid of those old clothes that doesn't resemble the Christian life, and wear the new clothes that was given me the day of my salvation. Those are the ones I want to wear. Those are the ones I want people to see. Those are the ones that reflect who I really am. Lord, we thank you for your unconditional love, your saving grace, always ready to meet us exactly where we are. But we must be willing to confess, repent, and then turn about face, and walk in your direction. Whatever the decisions are this morning, Lord, we just give you the praise and glory for the outcome. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Our hymn of invitation this morning is 41.